Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming. It's a pity to hear about the train delays, given I was going to tell a positive story about how good the infrastructure is in the UK. I will talk a little bit about the Infrastructure and Projects Authority, which we've just set up, and which I'm the new chief executive, what we're about, and then what we are doing to really ensure and support the delivery of infrastructure in the UK. Whereas, as Lord Adonis will say, hopefully, the National Infrastructure Commission is about creating the long-term view and understanding the national picture over the next 30 years. So they develop the long-term pipeline, as it were. We're responsible for ensuring that the work gets done. So I just want to make 4 points. First of all, to say that the Infrastructure and Projects Authority is entirely complementary to the National Infrastructure Commission. We work side by side and hand in hand in a complementary way. I think we're working quite hard to create an environment for successful infrastructure delivery in the UK. And I'm very encouraged myself as a newcomer in this area about the increased level of confidence that I think government feels and I think the industry in general feels around our ability to deliver extraordinarily complex, difficult, huge, world-scale, world-class programs. I don't think this is something that we could have said a number of years ago with such confidence. That doesn't mean they're easy, and that doesn't mean that there's not a lot of work to do. So my last message is to say that, you know, there's still a great deal to be done in terms of enhancing really the productivity of the industry. Despite all the innovation and good work, I will show you that we're not yet where we need to be. So these are our strategic objectives, hot off the press. We have been forming our new organization, which was formed from the old Infrastructure UK, primarily focused on finance for infrastructure projects and creating and propagating the government's infrastructure pipeline, which I'll talk more about. And that has been merged with the Major Projects Authority, which is what I was previously leading, which has focused on really the government's wider portfolio of projects, large projects and programs, and ensuring that they're delivered in the most effective way possible. So we're creating a single center of expertise for project development, project financing, assurance, and support. And our purpose is very simple, is to help the government, and indeed the industry, to deliver better projects and programs. These are our strategic objectives. I won't bore you with all of them, but the two or three that I'm going to focus on today, setting the right policy environment for projects to succeed. That's partly about finance, which we have a lot of expertise in, and financing schemes and support that we provide. And it's partly about things such as planning, which are critical to, as you all know, to infrastructure development. Secondly, and I'll talk a bit about this today, giving the market confidence to deliver infrastructure. I think there is a growing confidence, but one of the things that we try to do through our publications and through our work is to create some level of certainty around the future. And everybody, I think, understands that certainty about the future flow of work and the future flow of activity is what can lead to Lord Adonis entering the room as we speak. I think I'll just carry on there. I think, you know, a continuity and certainty about future work is one of the things that can greatly enhance the future productivity of the industry. So that is one of the things that we are trying to create through our pipeline. And then the final thing I want to sort of just major on a little bit, because it's an area of great importance for us, is making sure that projects are initiated in a way as to create success. And within government, this is perhaps less true of infrastructure than in some of our other areas, But within government, there is a tremendous propensity to go out, make an announcement, and then figure out a policy announcement, and then go away and figure out if you can possibly deliver it. And that kind of valley of death that exists between policymakers and those who have the difficult job of implementing them is an issue that we are really working hard to address. Just for context here, we have something in government called the Government's Major Projects Portfolio. This is the top 150 to 200 projects and programs across government, widely defined, which the Infrastructure and Projects Authority pays special attention to. And actually, what we have on here is the number of projects by different categories. And the color coding, by the way, indicates the state of those projects, red being a danger signal, green being everything is absolutely in great shape. I think that there aren't many that are bright green because they're all complex projects. But even anything that's sort of amber and above is deliverable, provided that we do the right things. A couple of points just to make from this. I mean, the government transformation and service delivery is the subject of another talk. This is an extraordinary program going on across government right now to transform the way that services are delivered to the public and to reduce cost. And it is really the most ambitious set of programs one can imagine. And frankly, you know, some serious challenges around delivering all of that. On the third line down is actually infrastructure and construction. Where we have roughly nearly 30 projects currently on our books. And actually, on a relative basis, and I say this with caution, they are actually in better shape than some of the other sectors that we are working in. So that's not to say we are complacent about the delivery of these extraordinary projects. It's just to say that we are developing skills and capability in this area. Building market confidence, again, one of our key themes. So we produced recently the National Infrastructure Delivery Plan for the coming Parliament. It looks at, again, trying to create some level of certainty, some view into the future that allows people to have some idea of what opportunities are out there, and to try to create some relative certainty about future opportunities. Identifies priority projects in a whole suite of different areas. I must say that this was also done in the last Parliament. The first one was produced in 2010. And you know, well over 95% of all of the projects and programs defined in that original plan have either been delivered or are in the process of being delivered. So there is a degree of real rigor and honesty, I believe, in this pipeline. It is not just a wish list. This just gives you some sense of the shape of the investment, a huge amount in the energy sector, a huge amount in the transport sector. For the first time, we've also included social infrastructure and so on. And the next slide demonstrates that we have a mixed funding model. So over the next 5 years, we expect to spend jointly between government and industry of the order of £300 billion are all of the programs that are contained in our pipeline. I think the whole pipeline is nearly £500 billion. Altogether. And as you'll see, we have a mixture of funding from private funding through like transport, primarily public funding, and then some which are basically forms of partnership and joint funding. So of the total amount of spend there, roughly 50% is or slightly less is government spending. So I think whilst I think there's very encouraging things happening in the world of infrastructure, whilst I think we are demonstrating a capacity and capability to undertake extraordinary things with a level of confidence, whilst I think we have developed, in particular, a cadre of extraordinary leaders of great projects who have worked their way up through Terminal 5, through the Olympics, through Crossrail, et cetera, really creating a kind of golden thread and a generation of people who really know how to make these things happen. Nevertheless, if you look at productivity, and here I'm focusing on the construction sector, you can see that even despite sort of perhaps some progress in the last few years, overall it's not a great story, and there is a lot of work to be done. So here are some of the areas of focus, and I will talk about one and two in slightly more detail. Project appraisal and selection, making sure we select the right projects, that we have the right assessment process. Secondly, the initiation of projects, setting projects up for success. Better planning, and we need to focus much more on costs. I think that, relatively speaking, our infrastructure on average is expensive in the UK. I think it's of high quality as it's being built, but I think it's relatively expensive. And finally, a shortage of skills. So, you know, only a civil servant could put a slide up showing the cover of the Green Treasury's Green Book supplementary guidance. But anyway, that's what that is. And the point of it is to say that we are actually continuously trying to improve the way that we assess the value of infrastructure and its contribution to the economy and the environment at large. So there's work that has been going on and continues to go on to make sure that we have the best possible methodology and therefore do the best job of doing the right things in the right way. The next thing I want to show you, you don't have to bother about this, but this is an artifact from our process, route map process, which is designed to improve the way that projects are initiated. And this has been developed with industry and also with academia. It's a pretty rigorous process. As I said earlier, I think we're much better at this now in the infrastructure space. In some other areas of government, there is a yawning gap between policy making, policy announcements, and having a real plan for delivery. And that is a gap that we are working very hard to close. This is just a look at some of the cost savings that were identified by a cost review that took place during the last parliament. So it started in 2010, and by 2014, this industry group had identified a number of significant savings actually made in various sectors. I must say that I haven't examined the detail behind this, but I think it would be fair to say that some of this is just due to market forces. Some of it is due to technology improvements, and some of it is due to some of the actions that have been taken around planning and other things. So with that, I'm going to just finish by saying, in conclusion, that I think we have, and I hope that Lord Adonis's talk will add to this, trying to extend the horizon of planning, trying to increase, to the extent that that is possible, the level of certainty around future opportunities in the infrastructure space. I think we are making good progress in many areas of delivery. And as I say, I think building our confidence in the ability to deliver extraordinary things. But I think we still have issues around productivity, which are associated with all of the some of the things I mentioned earlier. And really, I think as we all know, there's a limit to what government can do in this space. It's ultimately about having fruitful collaborations between government and industry to innovate and to find better ways of doing things, to continue to build great infrastructure, but to do it ever more effectively and ever more efficiently. Thank you.